And we welcome you to the Monday Morning Show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. It was exactly 2 weeks ago tonight, the night of June 26th, that many Kenosians, including yours truly, were in front of our laptops, TVs, cell phones, watching an incredible program from New York City, The Jimmies, featuring 96 exceptionally talented musical theater high school students from all across the country, including Kenosha's own Carly Makula, a recent graduate of Harborside Academy. Carly had won Best Leading Actress Awards at the Wisconsin competition known as the Jerry's. She won for her performances in KUSD productions of Mean Girls and Chicago. And that in turn earned her the opportunity to audition for one of just two coveted slots to represent Wisconsin at the Jimmies in New York City. And she was indeed chosen, thanks in large measure to the invaluable help she received from her teacher at Harborside Academy, Kristen Singer, who is also Carly's private voice teacher through RG Performing Arts. We're going to hear from Carly a little later about her experience in New York City, but first we're going to talk to Kristen Singer and find out about all that had to happen between the end of the Jerry Awards in Madison and the start of the Jimmies in New York City.
You know what? There wasn't a ton of time. So luckily, because Carly is going into her freshman year of college, she had an entire book of audition material that we had put together for all of her college auditions. And that was really, really lucky because she needed to have a bunch of songs that she could sing the entirety of in New York City for new judges, and we had to make sure that all of those songs were like ready to go. But the tricky part was all of the songs had to be off of an approved list. So some of the songs that we were like, yes, we're going to use this song and this song, when we asked if we could, you know, if she could bring those with her, those were not on an approved list. The list is big, but, you know, when you're picking audition material, you want to kind of stand out or pick something that's really unique. And so some of her songs weren't available for her to do. So then we were just making sure that her book was full of material that she knew really well, because this was not the time to start something brand new. So all pieces she knew well and could perform, and especially could perform under immense pressure. So that's kind of what we had to prepare before she went to the Jimmies. We also had to, she had to record some stuff in Madison, which I accompanied her on. And they were like, sing this song. And then she had to do a dance call that we had to record, which we did actually at the studio here in town. And she had a whole bunch of questions to answer. It was very involved. So there was a lot of prep work before she actually flew out to New York City.
Wow. So how many songs total are we talking about that were, in effect, in the book? I mean, ready for her to go, prepared in case she was called upon to sing them in New York City?
We had four really solid choices for her when she left. And we also had a couple, I would say, so we had like maybe six total in her book, two that we thought were wild cards that we never actually got an answer about whether they were like approved or not. So I said, just bring everything. And part of what happens at the Jimmies, which I'm sure she'll talk about, is they have this coaching with, like, you know, professionals from New York City, you know, actors and actresses and, you know, teachers and producers and all that kind of stuff. So they're assigned some kind of coach out there, and that is the person that helps guide what song that she would end up competing with.
So we're going to jump ahead to 2 weeks ago tonight. So this is the night of Monday, June 26th. And at that point in time, Carly had been in New York City with all of these other talented young people from all across the country participating in various workshops and master classes and auditions and so on. Explain to our listeners what happened that night. I mean, I don't mean specifically what happened to Carly, not yet, but just in general, mm-hmm. what was shared via this special link that you and I and many others were watching with great interest that night.
Well, I could not eat that night because I was so nervous. And I don't know what I was nervous about because she was so well prepared. She was having an amazing time. It's kind of like watching musical Olympics. I mean, that sounds maybe silly, but, you know, you have so much. You're just so proud of, you know, whoever you're watching. I'm sure this was felt all over the country with people watching this all over the place and cheering for the person that you know that's in it. And when it's someone, you know, who you've kind of watched grow up and, you know, it's just so high stakes. Mm-hmm. So, like, I couldn't eat. I was nervous. And you're just waiting for this program to start. And then there's 96 of them on stage. So you're like, where is she? And you're just trying to follow. And I am not usually an emotional person. I try to keep it together at all times. But I just was like teary-eyed the entire time. Every time all the kids would sing, I was like, oh, my gosh, why am I crying? I'm crying again. There's something just so emotional about watching kids who are passionate about something, who have put so much effort in and who care so much. To me, it's just really inspiring. And it's why I love teaching too, because I love watching young people discover what they love. And that was what was just coming out of the screen, was all of those kids and how passionate they were about musical theater, which is exactly how I feel too. So it was just kind of magical. Mm. So the first half of the program was performances. So there was really, you could just kind of like enjoy. I knew she had a solo in the Shakespeare medley that they were doing because I had spoken with her over the course of the week. So I knew kind of that's, and I was waiting for that. I was like, when is it going to happen? And then, you know, you're so excited when you see her singing in front of, like, on a Broadway stage at the Minskoff in front of this packed house of all these important people, and then knowing that people are streaming it, and it was just really super exciting. Mm. So do you want me to get to the good part now? Or
Absolutely. So beyond all of these performances that featured all kinds of talented young people, and an interesting intermission feature that featured some of them being interviewed and kind of talking about the experience, mm-hmm. We then proceed to some dramatic announcements being made, and explain what happened at that point in time.
So I knew from her how this was going to work, and I knew that there were 8 semifinalists, and then I knew that there were 8 finalists. And she had said to me before she ever left, I really just, if I can just make semifinalists, it'll be everything. And I just wanted that for her so badly because she is so driven and so motivated. And I thought, let her just get what she wants, you know. So they started calling off names. And the first 3 names they called were guys. And so I was expecting them to call a 4th guy, figuring they were calling 4 guys and 4 girls, but they mixed it up. And so Corbin Blue started saying, and from the Jerry Awards, and I immediately knew. I just knew it was her. I just felt it in my soul. And I just started crying, and I don't know. I think I was standing up staring at the TV, and I had my phone in my hand, and I was texting her mom, and her best friend was also a student of mine, and he was also at the Jimmys with Carly's mom. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, my phone was blowing up, and I was crying. And I just, you know, it was such a special moment. I was so, so happy for her and to see her face on that screen and just to know that she achieved exactly what she said, I was like, wow, that is one driven girl.
Well, and life doesn't get much sweeter than that, than when you want something so ferociously much and then you manage to attain it, to achieve it. So we should clarify that although they use the terminology of semifinals and finals and so on, it's not like a tennis tournament where it's the semifinals and then that gets whittled down. I mean, the semifinalists, that's where it ends for them. And then there are finalists, and those were eight others who went on to do something. But nevertheless, it is an incredible achievement. And in particular, in a field of 96 talented students, I mean, the cream of the crop from all across the country. And I'm sure as you watched this this whole program, I mean, that was clearly demonstrated. And, of course, that makes Carly's achievement all the more significant.
Oh, for sure. Because, you know, as I'm watching it, as a teacher, as someone who loves to go see things, who's seen many things, and, you know, I mean, everyone that came out is like, oh, they're really good. Oh, that person's really, really good. So there was kind of this list going on of like, oh, wow, this is a lot of competition, you know? And you know that I knew Carly was amazingly talented, but you're like, what are they looking for? What do they want, you know? And so to achieve that in such a, you know, highly talented pool of kids is like even more sweet.
How long did it take before you were able to talk directly with Carly and congratulate her?
Well, she actually called me during the program. So after she came off stage, the eight finalists all had to sing, and so I think she just got to be backstage, and she actually called me at that point. And I didn't see it because I was like texting and talking to other people. And I was like, oh my gosh, she called me. So I called her back like as soon as the show was done. And luckily she answered. So we got to scream over the phone and cry over the phone. And, you know, it was like, I'll never forget it. It was very special.
Marvelous. Yeah. Marvelous, marvelous.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, you are going to be undertaking something truly exciting this coming fall. Explain to our listeners what's happening with Kristen Singer come this next school year.
Sure. Well, this has kind of been in the works for a while, but I found out it was actually the day after Memorial Day weekend, I found out, but just had to kind of keep it quiet for a little bit. But I will now be the theater teacher at Indian Trail High School in Kenosha. So I will be teaching all theater courses there and directing theater at Indian Trail for all of KUSD. And I'm really, really excited for that opportunity.
We should also maybe make mention that Kenosha Unified just lost someone who has been an important part of the musical theater community and someone who is going to be very, very much missed. Tell our listeners some of your memories of Bob Allen.
Sure. I actually was in college with Bob Allen. He was there at UW Parkside when I was a theater student, and he was, I think he had gone back to school or was getting his theater degree a little bit later in life. And so I've known him for a very long time, not very personally, so I can't really speak on that, like, in that kind of way. But I have been in his presence for many, many, many years. And, it's very sad to say that I got his position. I'm coming in after Bob because he was retiring. And we were all so thrilled that after, you know, working so hard all these years and, you know, really going through a lot of health struggles, but always persevering and really never showing any kind of strife despite all of the hardships that he had to go through in his own personal health journey, that he unfortunately passed away a couple days ago. And it's such a sad you know, I know the whole community is very sad. I know KUSD Theaters. I feel, you know, for all of his students who loved him so much and just wanted him to enjoy his retirement. So it is such a sad moment. And I'm hoping that I haven't talked to anyone about this yet, but I'm hoping that at Indian Trail, we can put up some sort of memorial plaque or something to honor him so that his presence is kind of always there.
Mm.
So I will be speaking with my new principal and, you know, our department about that. And hopefully that will, you know, bring people some solace in this time of their grief.
Right.
But yeah, such a sad time. So
sure.
Yes, I did, you know, I was taking on his job, you know, and just wishing him well as he moved into retirement. And unfortunately, this is, you know, what happened recently. So,
well, the best tribute of all for Bob Allen is for you to build on what he has already built and to continue the tradition of excellence, which I know that you will. In the years to come. Kristen Singer,
yeah.
I'm so glad we could have this conversation and wish you very, very well in this coming school year. And thanks again for being part of the morning show.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Monday Morning Show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg.
I thought home was all I'd ever want. My attic, all I'd ever need. Now nothing feels the way it was before, and I don't know how to proceed. I only know I'm meant for something more. I've got to know if I can be astonishing.
That song, Astonishing, sung by Carly Mikula, a very, very talented young lady from Kenosha, just graduated from high school and on to bigger and better things. And you maybe heard an interview which we did with Carly Mikula not too long ago. We spoke with her and with her teacher, high school teacher and private voice teacher, Kristen Singer, about something really exciting that happened with Carly at something called the Jerry Awards in Madison, which gathered together talented musical theater students from all across the state of Wisconsin. And in the Jerry Awards, at the very end of this night of spectacular performance, there are two lucky, exceptionally skilled singers who are announced as those that are going to represent Wisconsin at the Jimmys, which is a similar event on an even grander scale in New York City, gathering together nearly 100 talented music theater performers, students from all across the country. And Carly was the female who was selected to represent Wisconsin at the Jimmys. And what ensued then was essentially a week-long spectacular experience for her, which ended incredibly well with, as Kristen described in our first interview, with Carly being named one of the semifinalists out of this large and very formidable field of talented singers. So it was a thrilling experience to watch that. Those of us who were able to view it over the internet, and of course for Carly herself there in person to be part of that, had to be incredibly exciting. So we've invited Carly to return to the morning show to describe her experience in New York City as part of the Jimmys, and of course this marvelous honor that she was given at this big event. Carly Mikula, we welcome you back to the morning show.
Hi, thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Well, and thank you for making time for this conversation. And we've already heard from your teacher, Kristen Singer, who kind of helped you prepare. But maybe we could hear a little bit about that from your perspective. I mean, once the Jimmys occurred and you knew that you were on your way to New York City to represent Wisconsin in the Jerrys, then what had to happen between the Jerrys and the Jimmys?
Okay, so basically we had to film kind of like an audition for the Jimmys, and you had to film a video of a song that your character sang, and then any solo song that was on an approved list, and then you had to film a dance video, a topic response video, and a monologue that could be compiled from the dialogue from your show. And then you basically send that in to the Jimmys, and they will assign you based on that to whatever singing group you're going to be in. And then I also had to make sure all of my songs were very prepared that I brought for the possible options for coaching. And it was just a lot of mental preparing. I also I went to the gym a lot because I knew I was gonna have to be really like putting in long days. We're gonna be working hard during the opening number and like sweating, so I really wanted to make sure all parts of my body were very prepared. So that's kind of everything.
Fantastic. And just to clarify, when you're talking about your character and your show in terms of one of the songs having to align with that, that's because you won a Jerry for something in particular that you did with Kenosha Unified. And just remind our listeners what that was.
Yes. So I won a Jerry Award for portraying Regina George in Mean Girls at Bradford High School. And that was my chosen character because I had the kind of the choice between that or Velma Kelly, because I also won for her. But I just thought Regina was so special to me that I chose to be her. And that I was actually the first Regina George to ever go to the Jimmys, which is really cool.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of a cool little fact.
Yeah, fantastic. So how much time are we talking about between the Jerrys in Madison and the Jimmys in New York City? Are we talking about weeks?
It was just over a week, I think, since I found out. I found out, and then we had to start kind of preparing. We got the materials, we had to start preparing. And then we filmed all of the auditions the day before the show, I believe. And then right after the Jerrys, it was a week from that day where I would be leaving.
Wow. So since, you know, you obviously knew that this was a possibility, you had that time set aside just in case.
Yeah. And it's I had to squeeze everything together because I would go. It was the Jerrys, and then it would either be I was going to ITF with Trevor the Musical and Beetlejuice, and if I was going to go there, I was going to come back for a few days and then go to orientation. So it was kind of like that date was already blocked off, but I just, because I got this opportunity, I couldn't pass it up. So
right. So you were not in Indianapolis then with other students?
No.
With the show Trevor?
Yeah.
So that's can't do everything, so it's then you're prepping for the Jimmys. So did you fly to New York City on your own, or was someone with you?
I flew with my chaperone. We just met kind of at the airport, and then we flew together, and then we drove to the city and everything together, but I wasn't with like my parents or anything.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how this is laid out, this thing that we kind of call the Jimmys, which is a lot more than just this sort of showcase performance that we will ultimately talk about. But there's a whole lot more wrapped up in it. So tell us kind of how that week is laid out.
Okay, so basically on the first day, you start with introductions, you start getting to know people, and then right off the bat, you start learning music for the opening number. That's what we did. And you're seeing that music essentially for the first time at that moment. Mm. So it's either you know these songs or you don't know them, and you have to be ready to learn them right away. So we start learning the opening number right away. I think we learned it in 3 or 4 hours. And then you start in the mornings, basically you would start staging it, and then we would get, you got randomly assigned, or not randomly assigned, you got kind of cast to a certain vocal coach that was selected, and these were all Broadway professionals. They were all absolutely amazing. And you got to work with them in a small group of about 10 loosely. And you got essentially like 30 minutes kind of at a time to work with them, and they would workshop your song, and you would also observe everybody else, which was very, very helpful. And it was very inspiring too, to watch how other people learned and how they took their critiques. And then after that, it's either you go back to the opening number or the closing number or whatever musical group you were assigned to, because there's three different musicals numbers that you can be in. You can either be in the character medleys, and then you could also be in a tribute number or the musicals number. And I was in the musicals number, and it was the best time. It was so much fun. So we would go, there was different blocks of rehearsals for each thing, and sometimes you would be in the big, gigantic room at Juilliard, and sometimes you'd be in a kind of a smaller space, but both of them, it was so cool how, like, everything was laid out. It was very interesting to see. And then you would basically flip through all of those different rehearsal periods, and you would work for 12 hours. I mean, we got breaks for dinner and lunch and everything, but still, you'd work pretty much the whole day. It was amazing, though.
Wow. So the days were packed with that kind of preparation. So So you're not being a tourist. You're being a singer, a performer in intense rehearsal for what was coming up then. Tell us a little bit about the people who were there, because ultimately there is a field of 96 young performers like yourself from all over the country. Kind of explain, at least to whatever extent you understand, how those 96 get there. I mean, are they all from various states and so on?
So there are 96 nominees across 48 regions, and they it's really interesting, actually, because every awards program is very different. Because we found out, the Jerry's found out, like, we have auditions once you find out if you're a outstanding lead actor or actress, and you have auditions right away, and you kind of don't have to wait until the award show to know, because we have to prepare for our song. But there's a lot of places where you don't know until the very end of the show, and then they got announced at the very end of the show.
Of their, whatever their show is, wherever they are.
Yeah.
Oh, and then only then can they start the preparation.
Yeah, exactly.
So you had already begun that preparation period because it was very possible you might be going to the Jimmys.
Yeah.
Wow, that is interesting.
It is. So I know for a fact that there's two regions from Wisconsin that gets sense. Oh, there's one from the Jerry's, and then there's also one from around Appleton area. So there was other people from Wisconsin, which is really cool to meet. But basically, just people from all over. And there's like three in California, three different awards programs. So the bigger states kind of have more. Like, there were two from Texas, I think. But it was just so cool to meet all these people. Like, they were so interesting.
Well, that's a great word, because I mean, a lot of times you'll hear something like, you know, everybody was really nice, and I'm sure to some extent that that's probably true. But I mean, it's even better if people are interesting. I mean, and you're maybe learning from them and so on. So, go ahead.
Okay, everybody's personalities were just, they would be so unapologetically themselves, and that's what I loved so much about getting to meet all these people, because I feel like when I've at least been, like, nervous to go put myself out there, I kind of hide in a shell a little bit, and, like, that's saying something, because I'm a big extravagant person, and I would get scared. So just seeing all these people be so unapologetically themselves and so willing to meet other people, I was so nervous, because I was so scared it was going to be like a giant competition. But these people were the most welcoming, kind, amazing people. It was so fun to get to meet every single one of them, and there was never be a time where you weren't talking to one of them at a break. It wasn't like you would sit alone at one point. There would always be someone who would go up to you and be like, hey, come sit with us, come sit with us. And it was just so cool.
Wonderful. For those of you just joining us, we're speaking with Carly McCullough from Kenosha, who just had the time of her life in New York City as part of something that's known as the Jimmies. And this gathered, as we were just saying, 96 amazingly talented music theater students, high school students from all across the country, gathered together in New York City for an intense week of coachings and rehearsals. It culminated in a really spectacular performance involving all 96 of these performers. Carly, talk for a moment about the coaching that you experienced. And did that feel different to you from, for instance, the coaching you had received from Kristen? I mean, did this feel like a different kind of coaching, a different kind of interaction? You, of course, have worked with Kristen so long. You two are so incredibly close. I'm just guessing that this was a different experience to be coached by essentially a complete stranger.
Yeah, it was really interesting and informative. Like you said, me and Kristen have been working together for so long. We kind of just get each other. And so it was very interesting to be able to meet a new person. My coach, her name was Marianne, and she was absolutely amazing. She had the best energy. But it was really interesting to be coached by her because, like you said, it's a different person. So you almost have to just go straight into it with a complete trust, and they know what they're doing. I mean, they're Broadway professionals, so everything that she said, all of her critiques were so helpful. I felt like I sang Get Out and Stay Out from 9 to 5. That was my chosen song that I got to sing, and I feel like I sang it differently from when I sang it for Broadway Night at Bradford, from when I sang it for the adjudication. It was so interesting to how much I had changed that song and shaped that song in a matter of days because of her help. And also the pianist was so incredibly helpful. She plays for auditions in New York, and she would write down things that I would do to help the new pianist who would play it on the days of the adjudication. And she would also just help me lay out how to do, it's like vocal gymnastics, how to do everything in that song. And it's really interesting because you have to do a 2.5-ish minute cut. So you're not doing the full song. So you have to figure out how to ramp up to the end if you're doing something with a huge ending. So that was really one of my struggles, was trying to figure out how to not scream in people's faces, but also get the, where it says it's forte and fortissimo, like, get that effect without having to belt my face off for like half the song because I want to show different variety.
Right. Very good. So it sounds like it took you on an interesting journey of kind of discovery of how best to do that. So the days were filled with rehearsals. What were the evenings filled with? More rehearsals?
Well, it really depended on the day. Most of the days were more rehearsals. We rehearse until about 8:30 at night. Sometimes we got guest speakers, which is really cool. There were a bunch that came in, and they were all very different. It was really interesting to talk with all of them. And then also, we went one night to go to eat at Sardi's, which is very well known in the Broadway community. And then we walked to Times Square, and then we got to see our faces on a Broadway marquee.
Wow.
Which was so cool, on a Broadway billboard. So basically, 4 headshots at a time was playing up on the marquee. It was right next to the Minskoff. And you kind of each got your little 5 seconds of fame up there. So it played for like 7 seconds and you got your pictures. But it was so fun because we would always cheer for the next group. And it was just so surreal to be able to see your face in Times Square, like gigantic. It was such a big billboard and it was just crazy. And then after that, we walked to MJ the Musical, which we got to see because they were one of the sponsors of the Jimmies. And they, oh my gosh, like I can't even put into words how amazing that musical was.
Wow.
I did not I did not research it at all. I did not know what was going to happen, if it was just going to be like straight singing or what was going to happen. And it was just a beautiful story. All of the lighting was insane. The dancing was phenomenal. The actors were so amazing.
And I know that on the big program that we'll talk about in a moment, that there were cast members from MJ the Musical who were among sort of the presenters. And
yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah, so we got to meet the directors, Rich and Tone, and they were just so cool. Like, that's the only thing I can use to explain them. They were so cool. They would just walk in with their sunglasses and their hats on, and they'd be like, yeah, we're just really excited to be here. But it was just crazy because, like, we're excited to meet them. So it's like a starstruck kind of moment where it just feels unreal.
Wow. So finally, we get this big performance with all 96 of these singers on that stage doing all kinds of different things. And by the way, I feel bad that I missed the very opening number. I just wasn't watching in time. What was the opening number?
The opening number was basically, it's a medley of every show that's played on Broadway this year.
Oh, wow.
Which is so cool.
Oh, my God.
So every show had a little bit in it. So some ones that were really fun were Shucked. I did not know any of Shucked, so that was really fun. There was Aladdin. There was Parade. There was Chicago in it. There was, what else was in it? So many good songs that it literally every single show was featured at some point. Even if it was for a line or in a harmony, it was there. And so it's this giant about like 7 to 10 minute number where it's 96 nominees on stage and we all get a moment to shine. There's always everybody gets a moment, even if it's at the end. One of my favorite moments where everybody was in different lines, and we each got to walk in our line, and you got to do a little smile at the front and then turn around. It felt like I was a Rockette because I'd smile and just go back straight.
Fantastic.
It was so cool.
Lovely.
So cool.
Wonderful. So what were your aspirations going in terms of, because there is also a slight competition element that's part of this. What were you hoping would happen? I mean, what were your highest hopes?
Well, of course, everybody wants to be named a Jimmy Award winner. I mean, it's everybody's there. Everybody who's there, it's always a dream, obviously. But my hopes were really to go in, get as much information as I could that would help me in the long run, meet as many friends as I could. I mean, I'm still talking to these people every night on FaceTimes, and we have a giant group chat, and we are talking every night, and we're just so glad that we found each other. And I made friends for life. I got incredibly valuable information, and I got taught by the best of the best. Like, it is insane. And like I said, of course, everybody wants a scholarship. Everybody wants to win. But in the end, it was amazing to even be there. Corbin Bleu said a really amazing quote when he was about to read off everybody's name. He said, if I don't call your name right now, at least you get to say it was an honor to be nominated. And that just stuck with everybody so much because it's so true.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is really an honor to be there. It is,
of course it is,
the best week of your life. You get to meet casting directors. You get to meet Broadway stars. It was insanely amazing, and I'm so grateful for every second of it.
That being said, you were given what amounts to a cherry on top of that already wonderful Sunday when you were named one of the 8 semifinalists out of that huge field. I mean, I hate this question when it gets asked at sporting events and so on, but I'm going to ask you anyway, what did it feel like to hear your name announced?
Oh, God. It's so hard to put in words because, like, it's that moment is just, I can never experience it again, I feel like. But I was not going into it expecting that I was going to get called. I just put my all out there on the days that we were being watched by everybody. And I was like, well, if anything happens, it happens. And so then they were going through everybody, and I was just sitting there, and I was so excited for everybody because, like, Steven, my friend Steven, he went to ITF last year, and we met him. And so it was so interesting that we got to be in the same space again. So that was so fun. And then his name got called, and I went crazy. Oh. It was so special. And just everybody in front of me, like, Koi was the first person named a semifinalist, and he was amazing. He was in my musicals number. And just everybody that you've met and worked with, their names getting called and us celebrating them was crazy. And then he, Corbin, started saying, from the Jerry Awards in Madison, Wisconsin, and I was like, it's either me or Ty.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh my gosh. And then he said Carly Mikula. And the first thing that went into my head was smile. And then it was arc, because our director, Van, all he would tell us is just arc when you walk up. We had to make an arc for everything because we had little X's on the ground. So I was like, arc, arc, arc right now, because I forgot how to do everything. All I was doing was smiling. I was like, there's no way this is real right now. And the support that I got from everybody was so heartwarming. I literally just started crying on the stage because it was like everything at once hit me. I'm making my Broadway debut. I was just named a semifinalist, and all of these people are cheering for me. The best in the nation are cheering for me.
Right.
Which
right.
is just so special.
Sure. Your
you
peers.
You would never like even imagine how amazing it felt to be up there and then be in a line with some of my closest friends that I met along the group. Like the girl who's named right after me, Mia, she was, me and her, we were so close, and we were both in the musicals number, and it was just magical for us to like walk up and stand together for a few minutes.
It's neat to hear that this was part of what made this special, was sharing it. I mean, that it wasn't just about, I'm a semifinalist, but, oh, I'm so happy for this guy and for this girl and so on. And it was a collective joy that made it happen.
Yes, very much.
And, boy, it was fun to see that radiant smile on your face. And we won't rerun the story of you calling Kristen in the midst of this program, because I know she tells us that she, you know, missed your call and didn't get to talk with you until later. But I know that was a really special moment for both of you to share, and, you know, for all that she did to help you get there. I mean, it was something you should share. We'll just add at the very end that you ended up sticking around New York City for a while, thanks to Mother Nature and bad weather and other issues, which grounded a whole lot of flights. Your mom, by that point, was in New York City. She was able to come for the program.
Yes.
So so tell us about lingering in New York City and what that felt like.
Okay, so my mom and my best friend, Sam, they both came to see the show. And then after, I got to see them for like an hour because we all went to the after party. And then I was like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow when we're leaving. So we go to the airport. And we're sitting there for a few hours, and we just got there early. And so everything was good, and then we got delayed once. And we were like, okay, it's fine, it's only once. And then the plane was in the air, and my mom was like, okay, we're fine, we're fine. And then we look up, it's like 30 minutes later, we're like 30 minutes to boarding. And it's like, the flight has been canceled. And it was impending doom over everybody. It was like everybody was so upset. All of us were tired. We were up until 3 o'clock in the morning the day before.
Right.
We just wanted to go home. So we were just walking about the airport trying to find a hotel, trying to find places to get to the hotel. We were going to try to stay in the city, but we ended up just staying in Jersey at this random hotel that my mom found. And then the next day, we found a hotel in New York, and we were like, this is going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. My mom woke up very early in the morning to talk to United to try to get a new flight, and they were like, the next flight back is to Madison, and it's on Friday. So we're like, well, you can't change it now. You literally can't do anything. So we got to stick around. So the next thing we did is we went to New York City, and we got a hotel. We went shopping because my baggage was already checked. So it was going to Madison, or it was going wherever it was going. So that, the luggage was gone. So I didn't have any clothes. I didn't have any toiletries, and I didn't have any makeup, which was the worst part because I looked so tired. And then we went to the Schacht Theater to see if we could happen to get tickets for that night. Just to see. And we got tickets in like row H.
Oh, wow.
Of the center orchestra. And that completely boosted all of our moods. We were so excited because nobody knows what Schacht's about. We just know that it's about corn.
Yeah.
So we saw Schacht, and that we laughed for 2.5 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
It was 100% what we needed after that long night the night before. And we were like, oh, this is going to be fine. We're in New York City for a few extra days. I mean, there could be worse places you could get stuck.
Absolutely.
So then after that, we just kind of spent our days trying to see shows. And we went to my favorite bakery 2 days in a row, which is Angelina Bakery. If you're ever in New York, please go there and get a croissant. It's life-changing.
Mm.
And It was honestly really fun to be able to spend some extra time with the other person from my rap program, Ty. And we were already pretty close, like, going into it and through the week. But it was just really special to be able to spend some extra, like, private days with him.
Well, and you weren't, as we kind of said earlier, you weren't a tourist really at all.
No.
In your time, that your official time with the Jimmies.
Exactly.
So this is in some ways a blessing in disguise, I should think.
Yep.
Maybe the not without clothes and without makeup part, that's not so much. But anyway, in a lot of ways, that was something to be grateful for.
Yeah, it really was. It ended up being amazing. And getting to spend some extra time with, like, my best friend in New York. I mean, he saw his first Broadway show in New York just this time that he went with my mom. So it was really special to be able to share some of his firsts with him there and get to spend some extra time with my mom and with our chaperone.
And what was it like for your mom to get to experience this with you? I mean, to be there for that performance.
She was talking about it so much the night that we saw each other, and she was like, I literally screamed. I don't scream, but I screamed when I heard your name. And she told me, like, at the end of Act One, she's like, oh, I can breathe now. It doesn't matter what she gets. I don't have to worry. And then she was not expecting my name to get called. I mean, it's crazy. And she was like, I screamed. I don't know what I did. I think I started crying. And then I was like, oh, gosh. But it was really special to be able to see her. And we both love theater. I mean, she's been on a long journey with me being in theater. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's been driving me to theater since I was 8. So her being able to see my biggest dreams being lived out on that stage, I think it was really special for her. And I was really glad that she was there.
Fantastic. So remind our listeners of where you're headed in the fall.
I'm going to Coastal Carolina University for a BFA in musical theater.
And I should think you get to ride into that new chapter with an exceptional sort of energy and joy because of all that you've experienced.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm so excited because there was a girl actually who went to the Jimmys last year who is in my freshman class.
Hmm.
So it was really cool to get to bond with her over that. And I'm really excited to be able to meet everybody there because they kind of know me now, I guess, because it, like, you've just heard through the grapevine, oh, she was at the Jimmys. But a lot of people have, like, reached out to me from Coastal, which is really cool. Not even people from the musical theater program, but just people who knew other people who were there that just happened to be going to Coastal. I mean, there's this girl that I almost was roommates with who reached out to me. She was like, I know someone there. And he was a semifinalist.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, I'm going to Coastal. I saw the show and it was so cool. So that was really interesting to be able to see people who I'm going to school with, but not even essentially in musical theater or in theater, be able to see the Jimmys. That's really interesting. But I'm really excited to go there because the second I walked on that campus, I fell in love and I knew it was the place I needed to be. I'm going for orientation this coming Sunday. I'm leaving. And I had to reschedule it because I was supposed to leave for orientation the day after I got back from New York.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So, it was kind of sad because a bunch of my friends that I met already, they were like, oh, I can't wait to see you tomorrow and we get to talk about it. And then I was like, well,
nope.
I have some news. I can't go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited to be there.
Wow. For a lot of good reasons. And in the meantime, we want to congratulate you again on this great honor with the Jimmys and wish you only the very, very best with all that's stretching before you.
Thank you so much.
Carly McCullough from Kenosha, a semifinalist in the Jimmy Awards in New York City. And I'm Gregory Berg. Two quick programming notes. If you want to hear my first conversation with Kristen Singer and Carly McCullough, that occurred back on June 14th, and you'll find that interview in the Morning Show archives at WGTD.org or through the podcast. And if you listen to the podcast version of today's Morning Show, you will hear both these interviews in their entirety unabridged. My thanks once again to Kristen Singer and Carly.